From James Driscoll, date Wednesday, December 16, 2020, 10:38 a.m. Subject: reaching out. I did an all too apparent, as no one can reach out to me in all honesty. 2. Dr. Veronica Kelly, Director, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, CC. Mike Byers, this is Bar Business, attorney-dale-lee-henderson at fuckeduphuman.net, and perhaps the judge named too, Mama-Fire Dancer. Dr. Mubashir Faruqi-Patient. James Martin Driscoll, LGBT Bar. Jesse Milan Jr., AIDS United, Truthfinder Help, prior used relative/family contacts removed from distributions, this dialogue to be shared directly to the San Bernardino Sun in person. Dr. Veronica Kelly, Director, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, my name of course is James Martin Driscoll. You and I must have a discussion of frankness urgency. Over the past 3 years, with failure after failure in the mental health services with the county resources since my return back to my hometown of San Bernardino in July of 2017, there has been an obvious documented bias and cover-up campaign to not bring forward into view and therapeutic resolves of matters of life circumstances that must be taken into view that account of truth. The reasons to hold a line of silence in any kind of official capacity to not bring forward these matters no longer can be maintained. Throughout my entire experiences with these service interfaces since July of 2017, it has been my priority to tell the truth of my past, present, and expected future to what is a never-ending involvement of criminal activities that I am being targeted and victimized with, effectively no law enforcement willing to properly take their duty to protect me from these acts of hate, harassment, and what is systemic structure of psychological abuse of my life that was established to have begun in 2005 and continues into current day. Most recently documented a week ago. This was written to the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office in September. http://webdomains.realupuman.net/sbcounty.org/email/gmail/surfax transmission/successful-to-my-kisocial-copper-urgent-percent-20-processing-1-909-382-7674-onsep-12-20-03-6am. HTML, do listen to all documented call recordings with the San Bernardino District Attorney's Office /Mike. Isocial Cop. Byers, as time has shown itself, this malice force involved to be a never-ending presence in my life, the goals to which have effectively dislodged me from my self-internal capability of maintaining and living a stable life above its eventual crisis and collapse, and most drastic my death from these involved influences that are being intentionally ignored for any kind of rational reasons of commons to remedy. I am once again in perpetual crisis, not of my own doing of actions or behaviors. These are provable external forces that are at the major fault. This perpetual affect is scholarly mentioned in research findings in health-related documentation of what is happening in all of this that must, unconditionally, be received and placed into proper perspectives and policy countywide to address these need of educational knowledge to all service providers, especially in mental health services. This to redefine the truth from a myth that has been widely established in the terms of these on the internet erroneously declaring the mistaken association to those dealing with this reality are suffering delusions, including some kind of mass hysteria of copy-cat story narratives in public posts online. The NIH Gov document disproves that assertion. When I got into town from Denver, I knew the basic source to which I was dealing with this hate, including agency and person's individual names. I had not yet been exposed to the term that the culture that defines it. I had been using a different social media term. Hashtag conspiracy exposure of this the source of harassment, but not a single one of the local San Bernardino social services or the therapeutic interfaces of the Department of Behavioral Health in this county of San Bernardino, or my attempts to contact local police department, sheriff's office, and outward contact to the Federal Bureau of Investigation were naturally receptive. None of these resources would allow me to hold the story forward for corrective adaptive process of returning my life to a natural state of living successfully and healthy within the community free of these mental health intentional abuses. My first interface here in San Bernardino in 2017 was with Dr. Berger of the County Department Behavioral Health. I had exchanged with Dr. Berger with two separate discussion sessions that were 2 1/2 hours each for an intense consult of 5 hours that drawed no influence to assist me, but was actually took an inverted course into a criminal complaint against me based on my writings directed to the FBI that I copied and faxed Dr. Berger. The 5 hours of consult time should have formed the understandings if supported. But that time was actually used to harm me to retain the status quo powers overseeing this conspiracy. Fact. This is when I describe what had happened to me in Denver. And this was well before I understood what is the term gangstalking. At each one of these interfaces to your department's offered mental health services fail by way of not being able to correctively adapt the foundational elements of the problem. There is a conspiracy here to not be able to bring forward the truth. Fact. This is a cover-up and protection by persons in community leadership roles to wrongdoing that is criminal in nature against me specifically. Instead of a compassionate tone of my social services and my mental health interfaces and my HIV health interfaces, I get a complete opposite shutoff, terminated from services when I bring up these matters into some sort of introduction conversation of community hate for some sort of remedy. Fact. For reaching out, I will not allow myself to know the truth and to just sit down and shut the fuck up. Denver HIV Care. http://dr-nancy-ellen-madinger. Fuktupumen Net San Bernardino HIV Care. http://dr-eric-tamama-shigena.fuktuphuman.net/vitals. com-review/the-events-of-termination with Dr. Shigeno was March 2019 and is the very last HIV doctor assigned in my healthcare. I have been without HIV medication treatment since April 2020 when Dr. Shigeno suddenly passed away on April 10th. Reported cause was suffering a stroke. Even though this days after the release of the NIH document on gang stalking and about a week and a half after I violated TTHE restraining order between Dr. Shigeno. I have high suspicion that he died from suicide, no proof, no matter. The stress of his involvement in this conspiracy might as well explain such an event of stroke. For me to have to shut up about the truth for the benefit that if I don't shut up, I will not have services available to me. This is obviously showing as my punishment for standing up. I'm trying to resolve this life-destructive forces that has and continue to target me that has already destroyed my life and will not allow my life to be placed upright back into tracks of successful living in our community. For which the other persons including doctors and case managers people and you too specifically Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly are inclusive of these accusations and confrontation of the truth. Because you will not have discussion about these real truth matters with me for no fucking reason. So you would like to rather have a mental health illness case forever instead of putting the correct necessity placements of adaptive solutions into place and actually heal me and actually begin again wellness. To fight what is designed to kill me from the abuse that you are protecting, you are in enabling, that you are condoning, and perhaps you are actually engaged in actual acts against me and other community members besides me. How I define this conclave agenda outside of my very controls are predefined as a pattern recognizable from above me set down upon me from leaderships of community resource that repeats in a dysfunctional path of services terminated and services disenfranchised from real true resource benefit to set into an actionable affect of life stabilization. These are described as causes or reasons for the reported conditions of malicious activity in the April 6, 2020 finally on the National Institutes of Health repository of health-related document that becomes viewable of research findings paper on what is gangstalking. That is the subject to which you must talk and discuss matters with me. You have no choice, you have no conscience to allow this matter to go on without an address in silence, for that silence in itself is a man that proves you're a willing party in a conspiracy. It has been more than 2 months. I've been asking nicely, sometimes not so nicely, but you have obviously shown your cards to remain silent forevermore to cover up and to condone and enable a conspiracy of gangstalking in this county. It is a haters system. Does not relate a very kind heart you have, Dr. Kelly. Because you know exactly who I am, my history and all of this, and you have chosen to completely bar out and wall out my voice of the real things that have happened in this county with my case. This because you know I have it on the web. And I have been talking about it to all your staff. Now even try to reinterface to your crisis team, which I should be already showing is active with Wendy Ann Holmquist, crisis case manager, which she abandoned and never provided a single act of benefit to my case even though I had asked her for several things. She never followed through with a single thing, a single action of benefit in my case, and that is a fact. So is today is December 15th, is it only 10 days to Christmas? I am imploring the fact I have your background check report and your relatives interview. I am reaching out to every single one of them one by one and their email addresses and perhaps even phone calls to which I describe that you are a conspirator and that you are guilty of killing people addressed in this regime that you are protecting. By just mere fact that you will not have a proper level discussion about these matters, to a resolve of these matters, even have your crisis team properly handle the text interface onto the voice interface, in all of it dash everything points to your guilt of knowledge of these circumstances into question of United States Code Title 18, Section 241 Conspiracy Against Rights and United States Code Title 18. Section 242 Deprivation of Rights by Color of Law. What is showing they can't even comply with simple conversation that makes any logic sense. For example, Michelle, on my first attempt I'm saying just the phrase, on Twitter, and she and interrupt me just tell me that she doesn't have an account on Twitter. As of what I'm telling her, which I'm about to tell you again here, is irrelevant that she's on Twitter or not. Text interrupting me, it is as if my discussion point is off topic and not allowed. I said Twitter is a real thing of our real world, right? So I should be able to discuss things that are on Twitter, right? So here we go again. On Twitter, Dr. Kelly and my interaction began when I responded to a message about suicide and beginning the conversation about suicide. That is what I wanted to say, but she interrupts me. Why? Because what I said is true, and what is going on here, Dr. Kelly, is absolutely insanity of a morality of an ethical bias that should be fired for your conduct unbecoming the director of the Department of Behavioral Health. Your conduct unbecoming a doctor in itself, and your conduct unbecoming any kind of responsible family relative that I would see in the background check reports. You are a disgrace and an embarrassment to your family. Where your family relatives' background check return results from TruthFinder are being used in this extreme circumstances of nonfeasance that must be broken if it's silence. I've already begun with the first relative listed onto your report. Since these are a part of your background check report returns, perhaps there is an actual reason to use them. That is exactly what I am doing here. This is not doing anything wrong considering the current circumstances of dire extreme. Contacting each one of your family relatives. Who is going to step up and actually be the representative of this family collective that actually reprimands you, Dr. Veronica Kelly, into being a decent person and into compliance of any kind of decency? Veronica Kelly personal information. This section contains known aliases, birth information, and potential imposters gleaned from public records. Name first name Veronica, middle name L, last name Kelly. Birth information age 53, birth date April 28, 1967. Known aliases Veronica K. Hickman times remove Veronica Kelly times remove Veronica L. Kelly - Hickman times remove Veronica L. Brault times remove Ronnie Hickman times remove B. Hickman times remove jobs company, industry, Orange County Cultural CMTNC, legislative bodies, job title manager times remove company, industry, County of Orange, mental health care, job title ethnic services manager dates November 8, 2012 - February 8, 2020 times remove Education MSW. Social work from University of Southern California, 1989-1991. Attendance dates January 1, 1989-December 31, 1991. Qualification type MSW. Social work University. University of Southern California times remove possible relatives Veronica L. Kelly's relatives V.E.K. Vancey Kelly Granite City. Illinois View report show relatives times remove J.T.K. John Timothy Kelly age. 83 Walnut Creek. California View report show relatives times remove C.S.K. Carroll showing Kelly age. 81 Walnut Creek, California View report show relatives times remove Doc Devin Angelina Kelly - Hickman age. 25 Huntington Beach, California View report show relatives times remove TTK Tamara Tay Kelly age. 50 McKinney, Texas View report show relatives times remove MWK Michael Wayne Kelly age. 48 Cypress, California View report show relatives times remove MTK Maria Teresa Kelly age. 73 Cypress, California View report show relatives times remove Lock Lori Ann Kelly age. 50 Granite City, Illinois View report show relatives times remove JWK John W. Kelly age. 53, deceased 1998, Huntington Beach, California View report show relatives times remove JDK John David Kelly age. 72 San Diego, California View report show relatives times remove CTK Christopher Tanner Kelly age. 25 McKinney, Texas View report show relatives times remove CK Christopher Kelly age. 52 McKinney, Texas View report show relatives times remove BTK Brandon T. Kelly age. 26 Huntington Beach, California View report show relatives times remove AK Andrea Kelly Granite City, Illinois View report show relatives times remove KMH Karina M. Hickman age. 50 Turlock, California View report show relatives times remove JWH James Wayne Hickman age. 54 Huntington Beach, California View report show relatives times remove Jab Jeffrey Abrault age. 54 Parker, Arizona View report show relatives times remove AJB Arthur J. Brault age. 82 Sedona, Arizona View report show relatives times remove AK Ashley Kelly age. 28 Granite City, Illinois View report show relatives times remove CJK Cameron Jane Kelly - Hickman age. 22 Huntington Beach, California View report show relatives times remove on Tuesday, December 15, 2020, 7:46 p.m. James Driscoll wrote, "Who is Vance E. Kelly?" See attached Truthfinder report. So according to the text that is in your own page, it says referral to resources, both behavioral health and non-behavioral health. Here is the crisis, people. I don't think you get it. I'm not signing up under the system that is destined to repeat a cycle of dysfunction to return a collapse time and time again. How many times does it have to happen before I realize that is not going to be the coursework to which I'm going to go again? Ridiculous, you. People are ridiculous. My third attempt to obtain a responsive primary doctor in my healthcare and a referral to specialized care in HIV goes unaddressed to these issues to failure. I'm not just going to sign up and carry on like everybody else and go on like it does not matter, because it does matter, because I'm not going to go through the rest of my life being gang-stalked just to have a doctor in HIV healthcare. The matter at the root cause, the foundation, must be addressed. Under this non-responsive silence, it never can be said truthfully. I'd rather die first. I'd rather die first. I'd rather die first. I'd rather die first than to be subject to this conspiracy. I'd rather die first. To get HIV care, I must sit down and shut the fuck up about the truth and then have uncontrolled gangstalking for the rest of my life. Like that is some sort of sane choice for me when I know better. I know the truth and you all can't handle having a discussion with me because you know the truth too, and you can't confess that you are a hater condones this activity for years that leads to people dying dead dead humans dead 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 humans. How many have died since you've known about this and still you won't speak up, still you won't speak for any kind of rational common conscience? Remaining guilty, silent, and still hold your position of job cannot remain. Something has to give. How about telling the truth and removing your silence? Or step out of your job and put somebody else in your job that can speak the truth because they're not guilty. Or perhaps you are guilty and you can reach over your guilt by speaking the real truth and stopping this conspiracy by informing the American people that you no longer condone this activity. This activity no longer acceptable for you to consider valid. And you will stop anyone in your view from partaking in murder. That is because you were an ethics manager after all, right? Or was that a fraud? You would rather kill people than to talk about the truth. That goes for each in front of the actors that I have encountered for 3 years, including supervisor Josie Gonzalez. You all would rather continue to kill people. Now, tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month, next year, next decade. Kill people, kill people, kill people instead of telling the truth. You must provide services to refer me to an actual HIV doctor that will not terminate services when I bring up the matter of gang stalking. That's part one. Part two, you must provide me a case manager again does not improperly terminate services when I bring up the subject matter of gang stalking. Part three, you must provide the housing resources that once again does not become the subject to being a target of gang stalking to collapse its tenancy. That will require to reattach my social services agency of Foothill AIDS Project, http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net. Part four. Paying it forward, the truth into the community and stop the action of government-sponsored hate condoning the activity of what is under the definition of the NIH documents National Institutes of Health called gangstalking. Part 5. Fix the weighty truth that returns and rebuild all of my relations back at least through Denver, Colorado that has suffered for this conspiracy. Return my life back, and this is a demand and not a request. Of all the actors involved, I demand written apologies and promises of commitment to our future united. Hashtag stop gangstalking that then goes out to resolve this going on affecting our greater society in this artificially maintained maladjusted cultures that is un-American. This is a conspiracy among the government to target individuals, which I am one. I'm a citizen of the United States of America under the attack of the country of its government agencies, and this is a truth that is against the 8th Amendments that prevents the punitive function of this government's of cruel and unusual punishment. This is what has and is happening here, and there's absolutely no way for you to justify your silence. I'm stepping to your mother or your father or whatever, your brother from your Truth Finder report and your relatives, and I'm going to introduce the subject. And then you, Dr. Kelly, are the most outrageous person to have the title of ethics manager, and some one of your relatives have to slap you silly. To reprimand you among your own relatives for these actions. Everyone answers to someone. http://fuckeduphuman.life/dr-veronica-kelly/doesn't-that-look-great. It's a great honor to place yourself onto the cyber world forever. Or at least until I die and maintain the file space. You can't remove it without talking to me. Just going to leave that forever. Cause you can't have the courage to speak to me and to terminate a no force of conspiracy. And so be it, you're guilty of conspiracy, and that places you unto your relatives and disgrace upon your family. Open the forum and the discussion of hashtag Empatapo appropriately and do it immediately. You're going to get embarrassed to all hell embarrassed, Dr. Kelly, and it's your fault, not mine. Because you're conflict avoidance at the very least pointing a fault, but I know it's more than that, and you're going to have to choose sides. Starts with enforcing the rule PF order. Rule of commons, rule of law, rule of my dignity and my life is valid and not trash to just discard away. That which throws me away also is discarding others in this same disregard, dishonesty undertaken, a conspiracy that kills people. And remember, as I said, with now about 4 months since the official statement from the Pentagon about the extraterrestrial visits of something that cannot be explained caught on video. The official line is they are there and they are now and they are official. And that is real, not unreal, and they are watching you, Dr. Kelly, extremely, extremely vividly at your door. Because of my domains being so named so profoundly obvious. I am sure for sure they have captured the identities, and the realism of what I'm saying is the truth, and that it is that extreme to which it is named that you place yourself into their view, because they are watched, because they are watching me, they are watching us, and I view them perhaps to actually talk to them. I care and you don't dash. This is a realism upon this conspiracy that changes the dimension of what you should and should not condone or believe for sure, and I know my domains are that unique that they are watching you for they are watching me. What the fuck do you think you're going to do? You're going to do something right for a change, okay. Crystal ball, the future is for us to make united. And it is united we all stand, or divided we all fall. Crazy world future words. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director. San-Bernardino-County. Department-of-behavioral-health. Toe-bedish-or-not-toe-b. Fat-is-the-question. Community. Grew up. net/25/good-friends/true-friends-why-do-you-humans-lie-so-much. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director. San-Bernardino-County. Department-of-behavioral-health. Toe-bedish-or-not-toe-b. Fat-is-the-question. Community. Grew up. net/24 words-to-live-by, circa 1750s-multi-part YouTube video presentation http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director. San-Bernardino-County. Department-of-behavioral-health. Toe-bedish-or-not-toe-b. Fat-is-the-question. Community. Grew up. net/20a-forevermore-dunce. http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director. San-Bernardino-County. Department-of-behavioral-health. Toe-bedish-or-not-toe-b. Fat-is-the-question. Community. Grew up. net/27the-disinterestedness. Of Christ's Sympathy-Winslow-1864 http://dr-veronica-lynn-kelly. Director. San-Bernardino-County. Department-of-Behavioral-Health. To-Bedish-or-Not-To-B. That-is-the-question. Community. Grew up. Net/25 on Tuesday, December 15, 2020. 4:25 p.m. James Driscoll wrote, attachments and you can browse public archive of related files referenced in http://fuckedupwoman.com/911-text-interface/... and I guarantee you if I filed his case in court it will be the case of the century. I don't want any money, I want my life back please. On Tuesday, December 15, 2020, James Driscoll wrote, 200th, San Bernardino Sun, personal delivery. Dear Supervisor Gonzalez, along with Director of the Department of Behavioral Health for County of San Bernardino Dr. Veronica Kelly, what has happened here in my case is not a mistake on your parts. It's not an oversight. And it's not oops brain fart kind of moment. In all aspects of this since I've returned to town in July of 2017 just over 3 years ago. I have had a dysfunction of highest proportions of offense and insult. Trying to get somebody of greatness in our leadership about mental health to acknowledge the fact that what I now know as the term gangstalking is prevalent in my case. https://u.ncbi.nlm.ni/gov/pmc/article/pmc717134/... The phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking. A content analysis of subjective experiences Lorraine Sheridan, David V. James, and Jaden Roth additional article information abstract epidemiological data suggest that as many as 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world may suffer the subjective experience of being group-stalked, gang-stalked, at some point in their lives. Yet the gang-stalking experience has been subject to little scientific study. This paper reports an attempt to elicit the core phenomena involved in gang-stalking by allowing them to emerge de novo through the qualitative analysis of accounts of individuals who describe being gang-stalked. 50 descriptions of gang-stalking that satisfied study inclusion criteria were identified from the internet and subjected to content analysis. 20-4 core phenomena were elicited, together with 11 principal sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked. These were then divided into groups, producing a framework for the phenomena of the gang-stalking experience. The results were compared with frequencies of the same categories of experience then extracted from the original data of the only previous study on gang-stalking phenomena. Whilst the methodology of the current study was more rigorous, the core phenomena were similar in each. The current study confirmed the seriousness of the sequelae of the gang-stalking experience. These support the need for further exploration of the phenomenon, for which this study forms a basis. Keywords. Phenomenology, stalking, gang-stalking, group stalking, prevalence. Psychological sequelae but every one of you that I've contacted through this process already know about this condition including Supervisor Gonzalez. Now you can hide behind some sort of veil of secrets shadows but I already know that's the truth. Traffic lights we need to stop look and listen. What was started probably about 30 years ago from what I can gather has to be terminated. I keep saying over and over and over again according to the position of another paper I hold the same position and I always have. Are people morally responsible for conditions that are set a generations ago even if those are currently happening today? The answer is no except for when a person or human being becomes aware of the harm that is being done. For once that happens and that becomes a part of someone's awareness of the harm that is being done then they are morally responsible for the conditions of the past that are still affecting the present. And that was placed in a document called Computing and Moral Responsibility as posted at plato.stanford.edu. http://community. Grew up. net/computing-and-moral-responsibility/... you will not come forward to have a discussion. Therefore you are morally responsible from the point in time that you know exactly who I am and what I'm representing and you still condone the past that has been put onto our present and you want to continue that into the future which is harming to the death of people harming conditions. And that is an absolute fact. You can't stay quiet and sit there and put a block in front of me and set of course that continues to deny what I have to say in this and then continue this conspiracy into our future. It's not possible, it's not morally right and I'm going to stop you somehow. I'm using 911 text interface. They too suffering from the illness of this conspiracy and deceived me in the middle of the text conversation. It would seem that there is a huge loss of wisdom on your all parts to actually follow the law. Something so bad on your parts that you cannot seem to rationalize something other than your own narrow simple-minded single-direction view that condones something that kills people. more to it. I have great need to find reprimands for every one of you. > is in the song by Barbara Streisand. > Don't lie to me. > http://music. Awesome acromobone playroom. shul/don't-lie-toe-mess/ > note the images attached. This music play URL is a multi-dish part YouTube playlist. Including two videos that are very long, but every single thing is relevant to the adoption of a correction here is required. > you are all public officials, public employees, and you work for me. > I am a county born and city of San Bernardino born resident 1965. I'm age 55. > everyone answers to someone. > attached is truth finder background check report for Veronica Kelly, who has the social work education background in all of that. I'm sure it's the right one. > I'm going to contact all of your relatives and your incompetence in your job. > and I will be seeking your termination of your job if I appear before the supervisors as a whole. > I demand the correction of this problem. > you can start by calling my mother and apologizing on behalf of the county of your incompetence to view a citizen, her son, with dignity. > index of slash 911-text-interface/dbh.sbcounty.gov-crisis-team-support-hashtag-huge-fail/ccrt-text-support, unable to proceed, > parent directory > dbh. sbcounty.gov-msg-121420-1.vzm > index of slash 911-text-interface > parent directory > this post may sound strange .og > this dash post dash made ish sound dash strange dash because dash it dash is dash the dash absolute dash truth dash for dash a dash change .mp3 > dbh.sbcounty.gov-crisis-team-support- hashtag huge fail slash > msg dash 120,220-1-part/ msg dash 120,220-1.vzm > msg dash 120,620-3.vzm > whatever you believe, I know what is the truth. And if you bother to actually listen to this post may sound strange, reply with the mentioned video subject. They're watching us. There is a truth. It's an absolute truth. There. They were apparently provable when this whole thing started 30 years ago, but it has served changes the equation that you are all operating under. They are watching you, they are watching me, they are watching us. > I know I talk to them as perhaps our creator. > that would be the possible creator of our human life. > that may sound strange, but it's true. > whoop whoop > hoopatee-doo > my name is Martin Driscoll. > I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name as reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. > I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. > by given real legal given at birth as > James, first, Martin, middle, Driscoll, last, > I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. > Selma to Montgomery March, 1965, > my name is Martin Driscoll. > I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name as reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. > I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. > by given real legal given at birth as > James, first, Martin, middle, Driscoll, last, > I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. > Selma to Montgomery March, 1965, > my name is Martin Driscoll. - I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name as reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. By given real legal given at birth as James, first, Martin, middle, Driscoll, last, I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery March, 1965.